What's this? An ordering screen? No one watching on, waiting. A chance to explore the menu. I could literally order anything. Spicy chicken snack wrap. Didn't know they did those. Ooh, what's that? Fillet of fish. Big Mac, fries, Coke Zero.
The moment you almost veer off piste. Brought to you by our ordering screens. McDonald's. Good times made easier. Available at selected restaurants.
It's a good show!
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm. You'll find out what happened to Frankenstein and other stuff that never happened. Freaking nerds.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Oh, there you go. Got it right. Just in time.
Yeah, man.
What is that? We're not brought to you by Diet NW, but Dave is.
It's so good.
Diet root. Has that just been your backpack this whole time?
Yeah.
You're drinking warm root beer?
Yeah, it's not too bad. That's how much I like it.
I almost belched myself to death.
How'd you do that?
Did I ever tell you that? I bought a six pack of root beer from the dollar store.
Oh, that's a funny.
Then and went to see Son-in-Law.
Okay.
At the movies.
Uh-huh.
And I drank a six-pack of dollar store warm dollar store root beer.
You drank all six of them?
However many I made it through, I almost belched myself to death.
Man. Dude, I tell you what, it's the closest to the original that I've found in a diet soda. Diet A&W root beer. It's good times.
I mean...
No caffeine either, so that's good.
No caffeine, no sugar. It's just a farty water.
Just something to do.
Well...
Something to take my mind off of things. What's going on, buddy?
What did we just do?
Man, we just sat through a two-hour documentary about the Skinwalker Ranch.
Hunt for the Skinwalker by Jeremy Corbell and George Knapp.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think? We talked about skinwalkers before. It's a long way. You know what? I don't like it when documentarians get... But when they finesse it, like that whole Michael Moore thing where all of a sudden like, security's here. And you clearly edited in sounds of like sirens and shit. Like once you do that, they didn't pull trickery in this, but it was just the stylized, like...
It was very stylized.
Yeah, when you're interviewing someone... Like, when you're adding spooky music and stuff, I get that... Like, I haven't made a documentary, so I'm sure that, okay, you got to do some of that stuff to make a movie flow. Mm-hmm. But that just means the subject matter isn't going to hold up. To me, like, if you got to do all that stuff as a documentarian, it means you don't believe in your subject matter well enough. You're trying too hard... To set the mood.
What are your thoughts on the documentarian kind of being, if not the star, but a focal character in the documentary?
I mean, if that's the guy doing the investigating and everything, he's not documenting a person. He's documenting a place that he's curious about. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Like, you're the one breaking a story. You're the journalist that's there asking the question. I mean, and that guy, you know, he's like a cool art dude.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading about him. Mixed martial artists, Jeremy Corbell. Yeah, that's why I want to talk about. I don't know why conspiracy theorists are all like almost always mixed martial artists.
Are they?
Rogan.
Okay.
You got that old crew, Tripoli, we hung out with. I think he's all into that
really?
Stuff.
Oh, really? Is Sam into that?
I think.
Oh, man, I could have asked him to choke me out.
Yeah. I mean, like you'd fight back or you just want to be choked out.
I mean, just sometimes like being choked out.
Why don't you just tell Kay to do it? She's strong.
I'll tap. She won't do it. Trust me, I've tried. Yeah.
I can
choke her out real easy.
Don't say that on the air.
No, we wrestle. We grapple. I'll put her in little holds and stuff.
Yeah, but she's athletic. She's sinewy.
Yeah, she's strong as shit too, though.
Yeah, I saw her at the fucking Barry's boot camp.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's in there. She's holding. I'm just shaky and sweaty. I look like I'm going through. Anytime I do an exercise class, I look like I'm going through withdrawals.
Shaky and sweaty.
I'm not even doing the exercise. I'm just laying on the little bench, sweating and breathing heavy, and everybody else is like doing their moves. And I'm just laying there.
Yeah, she's been trying for over a year to get me to go.
I don't know why you're so afraid, man.
I feel like I owe it to her, like the same way. Like, if you date a girl too long, you feel pressure to marry her. Like, at some point, I'm going to have to break down and just go to Barry's boot camp.
You can go to one of these exercise classes. What are you so scared about?
Well, I'm not scared. I don't want to, like, be clearly, like, okay, this guy shouldn't be here. Like, he's at a skill level so below the rest of the class that it's now a distraction. But they were back there.
Honestly,
are you okay?
This is the thing. Everybody, it's Hollywood, and everybody's so up their own ass, mm-hmm. they don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they're not bothered by it.
Yeah, I got to get in shape just to go work out. But anyway, so...
So we watched this thing. We talked about Skinwalker Ranch and what was it called?
The Hunt for the Skinwalker.
The name of the valley.
Utina Basin. I think that's how you pronounce it. U-T-I-N-A-H.
U-I-N-T-A-H.
Oh, okay.
Yunta.
Okay.
It's like Utah, but with N inside of it. Yunta.
That makes sense.
northeastern corner of Utah.
Mm-hmm. 480-acre ranch.
Yeah. Now, we talked about this one was what sent us over before. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say, good documentary. I mean, it's $15 for the HD, mm-hmm. $12 for the... I don't know what your income is. I mean, if you're already parting with $4 mm-hmm. for the old Patreon for the Boogie Monster.
Did you buy it? Not they wouldn't let you rent HD. It?
No, you can't rent it. Okay. You got to just plunk down the cash for it.
It's weird how some movies they let you rent and some they don't.
This one they're just trying to get the cash. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. That's the back end deal. Mm-hmm. But they did. I mean, everybody they interviewed, believable.
Mm-hmm.
Like the locals and the neighbor. They never interview anybody like the new owners of the ranch. They're doing the thing where the guys. His voice, you know, you can't, he's like from the neck down, identity. And then they use the scariest voice. Like they never use like a, hey guys, yeah, it's totally filled with it. You know, they don't use a fun voice. They always use the scary voice. Like there's other ways to disguise a voice that aren't the demon voice.
So I'll go down to the basement.
Yeah.
And Zach's down to the basement.
Yeah, why can't you just put accents on it?
What is that, a chemistry set or something? And he's like, I'm making ecstasy. And I'm like, what's ecstasy? And he's like, ecstasy makes me a better dancer.
What's that?
That's from the Galifianakis, Live at the Purple Onion.
Oh.
Seth, his twin brother, is telling the story.
That was a Billy Wayne Davis impersonation.
No, Billy Wayne Davis would be that documentary. It was great. It's great.
But like, why isn't that a way of hiding things? Is just get someone with a fun accent to repeat what they're saying.
When they set that guy up, when you could tell that they were about to do that mm-hmm. voice, I was so hoping that it was the Galifianakis thing. Because the thing with that was he made him do, the thing on the voice, but he still had the southern drawl. And I'm and who's lock, and I'm lock.
But when they do that, like, all right, that guy's scared. But they interview the neighbors, the people talking about seeing these tunnels of light coming down with creatures crawling through the tunnel. Like, then
that was the creepiest story they told.
A necklace. It was like just an 8 foot tall head and torso, arms and legs, but no neck. Like a black figure
coming out of. Before that, a white kind of orb. And then that kind of opened up, and they could see that it was like a tunnel, like a portal. They could see sky on the other side or something. And then, then they see the silhouette of an 8-foot beast crawl out, land on the ground, and then just mosey
away. Yeah, and a lot of prankster-type stuff, a lot of poltergeist-type prankster stuff where they're hiding. They're trying to make a fence, so they got, the post digger, and then the post digger's missing, so they go to the store to buy a new one. They come back, the post digger's in a tree. The cattle mutilation's a little above and beyond for pranks, and they show that pretty graphically.
Ha-ha, killed your
that.
Cattle.
Yeah, a lot of, they cut the buttholes and eyes out of it.
Yeah,
and
they
stuff.
Took the butthole.
And I for a while when I was reading about the cattle mutilation, I read the one book,
37th Parallel?
Yeah, that guy looking at, and it was, so they just like this one, they assumed it happened somewhere else. There's so much carnage done to an animal, but there's no blood anywhere. Mm. So it had to be done somewhere else and dropped. So I'm thinking, like, well, is that the government just experimenting on animals? And then they kick them out of a helicopter just so they don't have to dispose of it anywhere near their stuff. So that, you know, there's no like, oh, you guys are figuring out laser technology as a weaponized lasers and you're trying it on cows. Mm-hmm. So they just, there you go, weirdos, think what it is. But the way they were describing what happened there, the one, it was like just, see, that's that old diet A&W.
Here it comes.
Okay. If I were to believe, I think it feels like this is whatever entity it is. Because they said nothing ever happens twice. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing ever, no behavior repeats itself at this ranch. Some days it's like a poltergeist doing pranks. Otherwise, it's cattle mutilation. Other times they're seeing UFOs. It's spiritual. It's technological. It's all over the place. What if whatever it is like can read minds? That's why it knows how to never be caught.
Hmm.
Throwing that out just as a premise. Don't know if I believe that's what's going on. But if it knows what you're going to do to catch it, then it'll never be caught.
Yeah.
And it, but part of it was saying, the one guy who saw it was getting thoughts put in his head like, you should leave. You'll miss your family.
Yeah.
Like basically tell him, like, don't hang out.
You'll miss
Otherwise, we'll cut your butthole out.
Yeah.
Don't look at us. We'll have to cut out your butthole.
That's what we do.
What a threat. I'll cut out your butthole. Mm. you say that to a guy at a bar? Fuck yeah, let's go, bro. I'll cut your asshole out.
I used to have a bit where the act out was just guy going, which one of you boys got the biggest butthole? I just think that's such a sinister question.
Wasn't that when your house sucked the fuck out of your dick?
Yeah, I think it might have been part of that one. But just to ask, like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Get away from me, sir.
Yeah.
That makes your butthole.
That is a weird one. What if you heard that coming? You saw a UFO, but what if you saw a UFO, but that's the ESP message it gives you?
That makes your butthole.
What do you do then? You go with do you go into the spaceship?
Put these pants on.
What if you see Bigfoot, but he uses telekinesis to be like, I'm gonna fuck you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you go with it?
I would sacrifice my butthole for the knowledge of Bigfoot.
What knowledge are you getting? You're facing
not
the other
knowledge,
way.
But the certainty of
fucking face
of
down, ass up, Dave Stone. What knowledge are you getting? You're looking at one little grip of dirt for however long it takes old Squatch to get his nut.
But, like, for me to know, okay, well, he's definitely real now. You know, what do I care?
He's real, and he never calls.
Go ahead. Well, here's the crazy thing, in my opinion, about this whole... I mean, they coined it the Disneyland of the paranormal. Like,
yeah, it's got everything.
Everything. Why would it have everything? Why would it have so many different varieties of paranormal activity?
If it's a government element of them just like pressing every button, Cabin in the Woods style, you know, they got access to all the features of like, let's see what this does psychologically to people. Let's see what this does psychologically to people. Like, I mean, we know they've fucked with people with the MK Ultra experiments and dosing people with acid and then trying to freak them out and do stuff to them.
Mm-hmm.
What if this is an extension of that? But why? But then they're not getting a control. They're just got a random group of people. And why would old Bobby Bigelow get it?
Yeah.
And why did he get rid of it if it's such a hotbed of activity?
Can we talk about Bobby Bigelow's mustache?
Bobby Bigelow.
What's going on?
It's a mustache that's like, it's like Vincent Price and the... hello, guy from The Simpsons.
Yeah. I mean, there's like a half inch between his upper lip and the bottom of his stash.
It is like...
That's always weird when guys shave underneath the stash.
That's what I mean. If you're going to want to be an authority, like, I need these guys. I know they're fucking weirdos, but I need them to look like a scientist, you know? Stop. Why you gotta look like the fucking douchebag people think you probably are because of what you believe in? Yeah. It's like the MMA thing with conspiracy theorists, you know? Is that like this is the ultimate form of human expression, is to conquer another man using only your mind and your strength. Also, and O.J. Simpson killed JFK. Like, why is that? Like, what's the connection in the mind of people? Like, there's no trust, no one except your instincts. You are an animal, and the other man is also an animal, and only one animal shall leave the octagon.
I mean, there might be some sort of connection there with the fact that, you know, MMA, it's, I mean, I know it's a meathead thing. I'm a fan. I can't help it, you know. I'm going to watch two dudes, you know, punch and kick each other. Yeah, I'll watch that. One thing I will say, as a sports fan, the one thing I do like about MMA is sports in general, it's just rooted in shit talk and bravado.
Yeah.
And we're the best. No, we're the best. Well, with MMA, it's like, no, there's no debate at the end of the match. Like, he beat you at, like, the most primal thing, you know?
Yeah. So. And then when your brain looks like a peach that fell down the fucking stairs of the Empire State Building and you lose your mind, who really won? I think it's the guy who never got punched in the face over and over again for a living.
There's a fight coming up with two guys that retired. They both retired like 10 years ago. Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz. They were big stars 10, 15
years names,
ago.
I know their names, yeah.
And I saw an interview with Chuck Liddell the other day, and, like, he looks like he's got some scrambled eggs in his head. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you shouldn't be fighting anymore,
but
man.
That's the thing. If it's all this ultimate fucking dominance, isn't that, like, outsmart your enemy? You know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the real winner is? The fucking promoters.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy who runs Tap Out, who never got in a fight in his life. That's the real winner.
Well, the worst is when Joe Rogan tries to interview him, you know. Well, most of the time he will, I think the protocol is he interviews the winner. There's been a couple times where he's interviewed the loser. Well, and even the winner still. Just because you won doesn't mean you didn't get your ass kicked, you know, up to the very last second.
Yeah.
But, like, some of these poor dudes trying to, you know, articulate their thoughts and feelings after getting punched in the head for 15 minutes, it's pretty rough. It's like,
yeah, I can only imagine trying to, you know, maintain some composure after something like that.
Yeah.
But it's more, yeah, and I'm not calling it all stupid or anything. That's not what I'm doing.
But yeah, the connection.
It's like, that's a whole culture of, like, it doesn't unlock anything for me.
Well, let's talk about conspiracy theories in general, like that. And I've asked myself this question. I've looked in the mirror and had a long, deep conversation with myself. But no, what is it about? And I'm one of these people that, like, you know, I'm fascinated by conspiracy theories. It doesn't mean I believe every one of them, but, like, there's some mentality of, like, ooh, I want to get the real scoop. I want to get the real story. I'm not going to believe what I've been told.
It adds another level to everything, makes it more interesting, you know?
But I catch myself going down these rabbit holes where it's like, okay, man, slow your roll. You can't believe in everything. Like, just, oh, here's another thing. Oh, here's a theory. Just anything that's not the status quo. It's like, yeah, I'm going to believe that.
Yeah. Well, George Knapp had a pretty decent quote, and I'll paraphrase, but he said, like, reality is far more complicated than we will ever believe it is or ever realize it is. That is what that's why, you know, we keep saying, you know, you don't know all the science. Mm-hmm. We don't know all the science yet. We know as much science as we can know right now. Mm-hmm. If we knew all the science, the scientists could just retire. There, here's all the answers.
Yeah.
But they don't, which is why we keep going on stuff and why certain things aren't sorted out. So that keeps my curiosity more stems from wonder, not they're all trying to fucking get me. Mm-hmm. It is for certain things. Mm-hmm. But with the, you know, so much stuff happens at this damn ranch that, and the story about the, you know, the original owners that they call the Gormans, which is not their real name. Like, it was a wolf that they shot at several times.
Yeah.
Where one time clearly wounding it at close range with a giant hunting rifle, and it was kind of just fine.
Well, they beat it with a stick first.
That's the thing. They beat a wolf with a stick.
Then they shot it with a 357 Magnum.
I would go up to a wolf with a stick.
Then they shot it with a 30-06.
Yeah.
And that's when it finally, Didn't it? They said it didn't even really look like he was in pain. It just finally got it.
Yeah, it kind of was like, off. All right, I'll take off. So the original owners, they got rid of it. Bobby Bigelow, that fucking weirdo.
Mm-hmm. What was how did he make his money again? What, some car rental company? Nash Thrifty Car Rental?
No, no, Budget Hotels.
Budget Hotels.
Which the people were saying is kind of exploitive. But he was like basically cheap hotels for like laborers in Las Vegas.
Okay.
You know, kind of going off of, I think, Immigrant, maybe Ladies of the Night or something. Mm. Kind of seedy motel chain.
Mm-hmm.
But made his own millions, yeah, and then just into aerospace, just dove into aerospace technologies and developed stuff that I believe the space station is using, like these kind of inflatable pods, mm-hmm, that attach onto the space station so they're smaller to transport up there. He looks like a magician with several sexual assault charges under his belt.
Yeah, he's an odd dude, but I don't, you know... I don't necessarily, I'm not going
to... They don't talk to him a lot in this.
Yeah, yeah, they should have spent a little more time on him. But, I mean, he looks like a goober, but he's well-spoken.
Yeah.
He seems to know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And I do like the concept of, like, oh, the government's not going to look into this. They're not going to give us funding. To,
yeah. But they did, $22 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do they call that? I-tips? I-taps?
A-tip.
A-tip.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it stands for, but I did write down A-A-T-I-P.
A-A-T-I-P. I'll let you know.
And then he also, he started
Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Program.
Okay.
The government.
So that was the government one.
A government-funded thing that basically looking for aliens.
And his version of that was BASS, and he also founded NIDS, National Institute of Discovery Science. So what's BASS stand for again? So yeah, he founded NIDS and BASS, and then ATIP was the government's investigative unit.
I can't Baskin Walker. Shit. I don't know. There's a lot of a lot of anagrams. Bigelow Aerospace Advanced Space.
Okay.
Something. Also. Well, I guess the ATIP, according to Wikipedia, if you want to believe it, although that program has ended, a related group of interested professionals have extended the effort, founding a nonprofit organization called To the Stars Academy of Arts and Science, which I think that's old, the dude from Blink-182.
Right.
Who's part of this. Also, what's his name? Robbie...
Oh, in the movie?
Yeah.
Robbie Wilson.
Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
Pop star. Made very funny on MTV Cribs
in
the mid-2000s. Hmm. Robbie Williams is also just in the movie.
Yeah.
Hanging out. I want the level of celebrity. I'm like, hey, you guys looking for aliens? Yeah, I'm Kyle. Let me hang out with you. I would love that, you know, to get that level.
Yeah.
That level of fame, but then, of course, you're just ruining your credibility.
I just want to get famous enough to take batting practice at a major league park before a game. That's all.
Do they let people do that?
Every now and then. Like Kevin James, you see him a lot at the Mets games. He'll take BP, and you know, there's I don't necessarily care about throwing out the first pitch. I just want to go take a few cuts.
I want to ride my BMX bike at a skate park after it's closed down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just cuz I'm embarrassed to how bad I would be, and also I don't want to run, you know. I don't want to run into people while I'm doing it. Not like hit people on the bike because they get crowded and there's kids on scooters. Or get I want to buy out like a mountain bike park for a day. And just
private shredding session.
Private shred.
Yeah, you're a private
shredder. Which old Jared Harris has it. Is it?
Yeah, he's got
built
his
up
own.
Down in Atlanta. I just got to get down there and hang out with him.
Private shred park there.
So what else do they got going on in this thing? The interviews were credible.
Mm-hmm.
Like they seem like believable regular people there. Like no need to... If this is something you're pulling a hoax on, you know, these people are really putting their, like, because these are not, they got a lot to lose by going out publicly and be like, yeah, beam light came down and, you know, creeped out me and my family.
Well, and they also, they talked to several Utes. Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but I always believe those folks. I don't feel like they're trying to bullshit us. You know, well, sweet little 85-year-old Native American lady says she saw, you know, some crazy stuff. Who's she trying to pull one over on?
Is it that? Oh, and I just want to backtrack real quick. Last week's episode, I talked about how I couldn't convey my emotions and I smashed the shit on my computer. Mm-hmm. So I guess I understand mixed martial arts to an extent. Hmm. I mean, if I could have funneled my anger,
yeah,
onto
another human being's face,
or just the idea that like. Teaches you precision and calm in the face of being heated and upset.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe that is the benefits of it. You know, maybe that's the good part is that people handle their shit.
Yeah, no,
maybe
I totally
they don't.
Get that.
Why then is Huntington Beach always feel like just dudes that want to fuck you up all the time?
Oh, really? Yeah, a lot of aggro dudes down there?
Yeah, super aggro dudes.
Walking around with the stink eye?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a little weird with the... You know, when you see children that are...
I saw a douchebag at the post office last week, and he looked like... He was in good shape. He looked like a CrossFit dude. Yeah. He had all the gear. He had he even had, like, the compression shorts, like, underneath his other
What's
shorts.
That thing now when you see, like, the... Yeah, the tights under the shorts.
Yeah, I don't know. And he had, his cute little man bun, and he got into an argument with somebody, like the clerk or something. I just overheard the last couple seconds. And then when he walked away, he flexed. This douchebag, he turned around and did the classic double biceps over the shoulder to the whole crowd. And instead of a fuck you middle finger, he turned around and, yeah, you really got him there, Austin. Good job.
Really?
Never seen that before. This guy's exit move. Was a pose down. Like, look at my gun, suck my dick. What a fucking turd.
Oh. Yeah, those people are out there.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy just walking around, flashing the guns to strangers.
Yeah. That's not...
There you go.
The kind of...
Good job.
Humble introspection you're taught in a mixed martial arts class.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he was in good shape, but he just reeked of like, and not to shit on CrossFit, but like I've seen enough of those guys where there's definitely a type. You know, he seemed like that type.
Yeah, I think the hardest thing about CrossFit is to not be embarrassed pushing a tire down the street in front of people who might see you. I'll do all that shit in private. I think it's the...
Is CrossFit a result of our just pansy-ass soft culture now? Like, nobody...
I think it's just another...
I'm sitting at a desk 40 hours a week. Let me get off work and go push some tires around so I feel like a man.
No, it's an exercise fad.
I mean, I get that it's exercise,
all exercise things are a fad other than exercise itself. Mm-hmm. How do you reinvent exercise?
Yeah.
It happens every couple of years, it seems like.
Yeah.
You got to reinvent exercise. People started going to boxing, and then there's every different way for you to get in shape to try and make you interested in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at the Barry's boot camp, and I kept thinking, like, this wouldn't be half as bad. And by boot camp, it was just like, all right, you run for 10 minutes. Now you do these things with weights. And I'm like, yeah, it's good. It's down the street, and there's somebody telling me all these different exercises to do. I know I can run on my own, but them having somebody scream at you, who is annoying, which is better because I'm like, fuck you. I'm like, nah, don't get mad. Put it like run faster then. Like I'll use the annoyance that I have, but I would change the music.
I was about to say the reason I can't do a group class is I can't exercise to Katy Perry.
But I bet, depends on which Katy Perry song. If you're at Hot and Cold, that's a good one.
But like, a metal gym.
I'm just looking it up. Heavy metal
just
workout.
Just play some Slayer, some Mastodon.
You heard that new Clutch?
I have. Good stuff. Yeah, I'm starting to.
I'm looking up.
Taking me a while to get into it, but
heavy metal.
See that I could get into. Just doing some power cleans to some Melvins. That'd be nice.
There's a heavy metal yoga I'm reading about.
Hmm.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why one of these people aren't just like. playing good. I don't know why, but either way. So, I guess I understand the mixed martial arts is training your mind to focus your frustration and in the heat of a battle, not letting emotions take over and still being calculated. I guess that's the fucking hard-on that people have for MMA, is it's two guys, you know, calculated and trying to, I'm like, well, you could just not do that and win.
Yeah.
You'd win by having memories of your children.
Yeah. It is sad seeing,
you'd win by remembering what your life was like before 3 weeks ago when you got knocked on your ass.
Yeah, seeing some of these old boxers, and, oh, man, they're just, I mean, Muhammad Ali, last 30 years of his life.
But I watch BMX guys, and I'm like, man, you guys are fucking true warriors, man. You guys are really good. So it's just that they don't. It doesn't have to be at the expense of another human being. That's what I was joking about. Like, I like sports. I just don't know. Or, like, I like teamwork. I just don't know why it has to be at the expense of someone else. That's what I don't understand about sports.
What do you mean? The competition then. You don't like competition.
Yeah, I always like the individual versus the self. Mm-hmm. Skateboarding, I mean, there's points and everything, but it's still you just doing the stuff.
Yeah. You're not really competing against someone.
Facing each other like football or soccer or baseball. I'm like, yeah, this is the jokes I always make when I like to see a big baseball fight and I just like yell at, like, if I'm at a bar, I'm like, but you all like baseball. What's the problem?
Mm-hmm. Well,
you should be getting along.
The one thing I do like about sports in a society where so many things are not merit based.
Yeah.
You know, sports is truly merit-based, meaning, you know, there's nobody on the Atlanta Falcons who got that gig because their uncle knew somebody or whatever. Like, you know, there's no nepotism. I mean, there's nepotism.
Except the ownership and the management.
Yeah, I mean, no, there's nepotism. Like, you know, head coaches will hire their son to be assistant coach and stuff like that. But, I mean, as far as the actual performers, the players on the field, no one got that gig for any other reason than their talent. Like, oh, you're the best. You know, there's no politics involved or anything like that. It's like, no, we're in the business of winning football games, baseball games, whatever it is. So the guys on the field are the ones that deserve to be there and have earned it. Now, I'm sure there's politics as far as, like, coming up through the ranks, like high school kids and college kids. Like, oh, well, because my dad knew so-and-so, I got a tryout with this team or whatever. Yeah. But at the end of the day, the guys on the field,
it's
so merit-based.
This group of rapists really prove themselves to be superior than your just run-of-the-mill rapists without any athletic ability.
You're painting them all with the same brush.
Yeah, some of them are murderers. Not,
some of them are, yeah.
I was doing that joke. Boom! Not our athletes.
Yeah, some of them are pure shitheads. Have some more kids while you're at it, too. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that 30 for 30 called Broke.
Oh, that's how, like, so
when you,
sad.
It enlightens just, you how that money can go so easily.
Well, because some of these guys are just dumb as shit because all they've thought about is football for their whole life.
Also, not dumb, but you look at, you know, they don't have any financial guidance. You're going to take an 18-year-old that had nothing and you're going to give him millions of dollars?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody. If you're 18 without somebody telling you how to spend your money and put it away, not to mention then, like, one guy was talking about, like, how his whole family, like, you look at who made sacrifices so you could get to practice every day and who did all this. So you can, now you're taking care of your whole family. Mm-hmm. Now you come from your whole rest of your family is broke and they're like, hey, looking for help, you know, and you're the guy who made it out of the family. So you're taking care of your whole extended family on top of that. And you're having kids with women, like, you know, you know, women get knocked up trying to have your baby and stuff. Not blaming it on the gals, fellas. I mean,
Well, you can blame it on some of the girls. Some of those, there are women out there who are open about, oh, I chase professional athletes. I'm a gold digger. There are professional gold diggers that are just trying to chase these dudes and get pregnant by them. So they've got a paycheck the rest of their life.
If your whole thing is athletic precision and timing, pull out.
Yeah. It ain't that hard.
I know.
That's why I never fucking understood.
Maybe because you are an athlete and it is all about being goal-oriented, that you never want to, like,
But these
fucking, you don't want to flub. You don't want to take a, you know, flub right before the end zone. But yeah, man, just pull out.
These idiots with multiple kids, like, gee, it's not that difficult to not get somebody pregnant. I mean, people just act like, oh, it's no big deal. It should be a big deal. Oh, I got another baby. What's his name?
Yeah.
Like, I've made it 41 years, you know?
Yeah.
And that was no accident. Like, my whole, from the time I was 15.
Although, if someone's like, the most beautiful woman in your life just going to town on you and saying, don't worry, I'm on the pill. And you're like,
no.
In that moment,
nope.
When you can, like, completely mm-mm. be like, oh, you're overtaken by hormones and lust.
Nope. Still not an excuse.
What if it's a lady Bigfoot and says, don't worry, Dave.
Then I'd have to do it for science.
Dave, I'm on the pill.
I would have to do it. Oh, man, backtracking real quick about gyms, that just reminded me. I think I spoke of this one time, but when I was like 19, 20, I worked out at a gym in Canton, Georgia. If anybody in Canton back in the mid to late 90s remembers TJ's gym, it was like the most redneck blue-collar gym. And I loved it because it was so unpretentious. But it was just
old rims for lifting.
Yeah, just old equipment, like rusty. Just everything was old. But just and everybody in there had nobody wore workout gear.
Yeah,
90% of the dudes in there came directly from the job site, so they're just muddy jeans.
Caterpillar boots.
Yeah, seriously, caterpillar boots, yeah. Muddy jeans. Just dudes, fucking, just lifting tires and shit. And one time, I remember for like a week. We had this one big guy who was like, he didn't work there, but he was kind of like the big alpha male, like whatever that dude says goes. And he always had control of the CD player, and they had the CD player, old shitty CD player, but it was connected to like some big speakers. And for 1 week, I guess he had just discovered the Jerky Boys. He got a hold of the Jerky Boys CD, and for the whole week, everybody lifted weights while listening to the Jerky Boys. And that, talk about that also, not really. Doesn't put you in the mood to.
No, I'm trying. You want to laugh? You want to crack up? We got 200 pounds over your face.
But these dudes thought that was the fun. And you know, I'd be lying if I said I didn't get a bunch of amusement out of the Jerky Boys back in the day.
Yeah.
But oh man, just something about doing squats to fake New Jersey accents. But all these rednecks, they couldn't get enough Jerky Boys. Good times. TJ's gym. It was just literally just an old cinder block building, just as bare bones as it could possibly be.
I got my block of my workout classes, but the just physical gyms just seem like it's like this is how prisoners live. You know, when you have especially in Los Angeles, you have all of the outdoors.
Yeah, yeah.
You have all of the outside to explore. To ride a bike, to run, you know.
To
go into a sweaty, compact area with other people just repeating motions. This is so we live longer and look fuckable. Like, yeah, that seems like.
Well, my routine, jail. I told you I joined a new gym, so I will go there to lift weights, but mm-hmm. I can't bring myself to do cardio there. I will try to go and do cardio every day afterwards, but I will go over to the Silver Lake Stairs or the Reservoir. I need to get outdoors. But, like, lifting weights is fine because it doesn't take that long, you know, to do my routines. I'll do three or four sets of this, three or four sets of that. But just on a treadmill, just the concept of a treadmill. Just I get so bored. I'm like, no, I'm gonna go walk in the park or something.
Yeah, I mean, I do if I'm on the road. I'm in a hotel. Mm-hmm. I got it. Like, all right, I'm gonna do this for a half hour. I'm just gonna run, and I'm not gonna go out in a city I don't know and try and run. On the other side, I understand treadmills to an extent sometimes in a city. Because you ever see one of these fucking idiots?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, what is this Midtown Manhattan Times Square? I'm gonna jog. Fuck you, you fucking idiot. Oh, what is this? One of the most densely populated parts of the entire earth? Let me strap on my New Balances and try, and then act like I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
I'm upset and surprised that people are in my way because I'm trying to jog through a sea of millions of people. Fucking idiot.
Speaking of jogging, what am I missing with the little bitty short shorts? Is that a friction thing or...
I don't know.
Like, dude, my balls would fall out. Like, just my dick and balls flopping around.
You're supposed to wear underpants.
Well, yeah, but still, that just a little bitty short shorts. Like,
I guess it's just less material. I don't understand the road guys who are trying to get exercise, but they're wearing aerodynamic clothes. Like, if you're trying to make this a challenge, why don't you wear baggier clothes? Mm-hmm. And therefore, when it is time to set that world record and you put your little spandex on, you'll be that much more faster because mm-hmm. you're used to riding with so much drag that when you do streamline it, oh, look who's winning the race.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do I know?
What do you know, dude? Well, let's get back into it real quick.
We saw this. We saw the documentary. It's worthwhile. If you have any interest in it and haven't read up, a lot of the stories I had heard already through mm-hmm. other podcasts and stuff that I had read.
Or this podcast. We did a three-parter on this topic.
Yeah, and we three parts for us is like a one-hour podcast that somebody else with half a brain did.
But I asked this question back then, and I'll ask it again. Why is it just a potpourri of all things paranormal? Like, everything we've ever discussed... You get a weird look on your face. Did you not hit record?
No, I hit record. Oh, no, okay. There's like a weird thing coming off my mic stand.
Mm.
We got to get professional with this. Yeah. Anyway, go. I think it's if it is an entity.
Mm-hmm.
If it's.
Well, I don't think it's an entity. I think because that entity, like, so the same entity is turning wolves into monsters and also driving the UFOs, like.
Maybe it's just creating it all. Like I said, it's just... here's one. If aliens are real mm-hmm. and they could psychically read your mind and do all this shit, mm-hmm. why can't they just go into your house and act like a poltergeist? Why can't they just physically manipulate the molecules in your home to do poltergeist-like things?
So, like a multi-tool alien.
Or if it's... spirits, why can't they just create images for you to see? Hmm. You know, group hallucinations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they just want you to see it. Like this, none of the stuff happened twice.
Yeah.
It only happened one time and they couldn't document it conveniently.
Well, I think that it has something to do with the fact that this... For whatever reason, this particular location, I mean, it's got to be some sort of portal to all types of different nonsense.
That's my, like, why the location?
Mm-hmm.
What makes it? That's not on the parallel, though.
Well, and also anything dealing with, you know, Native American land and Native American cultures, like, and I know a lot of this goes back much further, but like just what we did to mm-hmm. those people, like, ugh. And by the way, just I don't want to get off on current events, but just this blind nationalism, and I never understood the blind patriotism. Yes, I love America. Is it the best country in the world? I don't know. I haven't been to all of them, and I understand, I do appreciate my freedoms and stuff, but like, man, we got here by really fucking over a whole lot of different people.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm supposed to just blindly, yay! And I'll say this real quick, and I'm sure I'm going to piss some people off. Colin Kaepernick was protesting a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Real police brutality against black folks in America.
Yeah.
You're upset. Now you're going to burn your Nikes over a symbolic thing. The flag is symbolic.
Yeah.
The flag didn't save or kill anyone. And I know that's sacrilegious in America if you're a patriot. But the flag is symbolic. Police brutality is real. There's the fucking difference.
Yeah. And I'll jump on that whole who's burning Nikes. How many people really did that versus how many people...
You're protesting a protest.
But again, but this is my problem now, is just getting baited by everything.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, on Kaepernick's side, Nike can go fuck itself anyway. Mm-hmm. They're making a money move. Oh, you mean the shoes made by slave labor is standing up for American civil rights. Got it. Cool stuff. But everything is. Everything's fucked. That's why I'm just... hey, man, I just like pointing out the hypocrisy on both sides. How many people really burnt their Nikes in protest? Enough for the left to go, they're all generalizing that side. Look, they're all doing it. Just like they're all going to generalize. The right's going to generalize the left. Bunch of fucking commie cop hating. I don't hate the cops. But I think it was somebody else... I forget who made the joke. I think was it Chris Rock or something about like some jobs are, have a larger margin of error than others. Police, of course. You know, pilots, you got to be like 99%, you know, a bad day there fucks up a lot of things versus, you know, somebody else's job. But that's, yeah, I made a little comment about how it's ironic that Nike is, Nike's a major corporation, which I know they addressed. I even read before I made my little Instagram post that they addressed, you know, they're supposedly doing better, but they're not. They're anti-union, you know, anybody, fighting for, you know, to unionize their shops, they'll squash that is what I was reading. And then the other side of that argument would be, well, the fucking village that didn't have anything in the first place now has jobs. Making Nike shoes. So isn't that better that Nike came in there and gave them jobs that they never even had before? It's like, well, pay them.
Yeah.
Pay them some of the billions of dollars you're making. Nike's making a wise move publicly to take a side, and it's going to get them money. You know, if the left was in the minority, if it was, you know, majority thought Kaepernick was wrong and National was more popular, then Nike would have been like, here's our fucking USA socks. You know?
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I just don't understand.
Go USA.
Why
here's our made in China shit.
I don't understand why people are so pissed at Kaepernick. Like, I get that we're trained as good little American boys that the American flag is the best thing. Okay, that's fine, but him kneeling for the anthem didn't hurt a fucking no one, but police brutality sure as fuck has. And where were you in 2012 when Tim Tebow was kneeling because of he didn't want to stand for a flag that represented a country that's okay with abortion? I don't remember the same people.
Oh, did he do
that? He kneeled because he was anti-abortion. But a white guy kneeling for the flag that has some sort of, you know, religious connotation there with abortion and pro-life, or, I mean, but that, where were you then? But a black guy with a peaceful fucking protest, yes, I know we've all been trained that that's so taboo, but it's just, and I know your daddy fought and died for it, you know? Most of the men in my family were in the military, you know, but at the end of the day, it's a garment. It's a piece of material thing. It's not a real thing. Police brutality and the injustice that African Americans have endured by at the hands of our country.
What about people wearing, American flag swimsuits and shit?
Yeah.
What about the American flag painted over cans of Miller Lite that get thrown on the ground every 4th of July? Like,
or your love of the Confederate flag. What's un-American? Seceding from the country to start your own country.
Yeah.
That's un-American.
But then that's the argument that they have is like, well, if that's the argument, it's just a symbol, then why can't they put the Confederate flag? It's just a symbol.
Well, that's a great point.
You know, that's why I'm like, man, I'm just... Both sides have their faults and their victories, and I choose people because everything's got to be a fucking sport. Everything's got to be either or with people, for us or against us. Nah, man, I'm just over here, and I think you're both dickheads.
Well, and two, okay, so you're pissed that he's kneeling for the national anthem. Okay, I'll hear your anger, but will you still at least listen to why he's protesting? Nobody. Oh, fuck that! Like, it's so. It's like when you get in a fight with your girlfriend and she says something, let's just say that's unjust, and then you react in a way. Now the argument's about your reaction, not the original injustice.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, yeah, yeah. Okay, I shouldn't have reacted so badly, you know? And I'm saying within parameters. I'm not saying, you know, oh, I'm sorry I punched you in the mouth because you did something wrong. No, I'm saying just because I fucking rolled my eyes, oh, no, you reacted. Yeah, yeah, I reacted to the shitty thing you did or said, yeah. You know? But so, well, we're going to get all up in arms about this. Still, listen to what he's protesting. Do you want to at least listen, hear him out?
No, no,
you're not interested in that, are you?
Nobody wants to listen.
No, absolutely not.
Nobody wants to listen. They just want to. They just want to.
How about some fucking empathy? How about you put yourself in somebody else's fucking shoes for half a fucking second,
well,
and maybe listen to this guy?
Empathy. Ugh. Empathy doesn't clog up a Facebook feed the right way. You can't clog Facebook with empathy because it shows that you have feelings and have thought something out before picking a side.
It ain't never happened to me, so it must all be bullshit.
Yeah, and if you are upset with us for thinking that way, you don't have to listen.
Yeah.
You know?
And we try not to be political in here, but just...
I think people know where we sit.
Just so...
This isn't one of those podcasts where we try to just be neutral. We know what we believe in, and if you don't agree with it, I mean, that you have the right to disagree, and you have the right to not listen to us. Or you can give $4 to our Patreon. It's a Boogie Monster podcast on Patreon. You can give us, and we'll berate you in the bonus episode every month. For $4, we'll tell you to go fuck yourself in a Q&A episode. By name. You give us your name. We'll tell you to go fuck yourself.
One more quick point before we wrap it up. This isn't a heck of a point, but one thing.
Spent 2 hours watching a movie that we've talked about for 10 minutes.
I noticed that they talked about, and I didn't come across any of this when we were researching this last year for our episodes, but they said they heard, multiple people have heard weird construction noises coming from underground. That's weird. What's going on underneath Skinwalker Ranch?
That's the thing. I'm looking at this place, which is not far outside of Salt Lake City, actually. Uinta. But that, I was going to say, the way it's set up and there's a ridge next to it, there's been all kinds of creepy paranormal stuff about how sound travels with wind. There used to be a weird thing in Chicago where there was back when there was traveling circuses by train. There was a big train accident. They buried all these circus animals in a certain place. And people were hearing animal noises. It's because if the wind picked up the wind came from the zoo the right way, you could hear the animal noises at this cemetery where the zoo animals were buried.
That's neat.
So this one, looking at the way it was set up, there was like one ridge line all across. Like, yeah, it sounded like it was coming from inside the ridge over there underground. Sound and wind, that can do really tricky things. As I was trying to look on a map if there was a train line through it, because you can hear trains from pretty far away.
Yeah.
And maybe not, like we were talking before, with mysterious sounds when we were over at the Learning Annex, how I'd hear, you know, trains. Trains were a ways away, but you would just hear, like, the hard click of where it'd be going over where the rails change.
Yeah.
It wouldn't sound like a train, but it would sound like some sort of repetitive machinery type thing. So that's what I was saying. Maybe they're picking something up. Oh, yeah, there's absolutely a train line going through this place. Wherever the there's a train line going right through the whole basin along the river. So I don't know. Some of the stuff seemed like I think some of the stuff you can explain. Now I'm trying to look at Google Maps to see if I could see where the ranch is. But I mean, they did bring up the government spent $22 million, which isn't a lot in terms of government spending.
No.
But still, spent money
and
had... Then, you know, that came out. We talked about that Navy has footage of them tracking one in San Diego in 2004, another one that was like more recently in Florida. But also, my friend makes drones and builds drones that do all kinds of crazy, like, oh, maneuvers that no sense of propulsion. Like, it seems like there's a way you could hide the propellers of a drone to look like that. I don't know. I think I'm just the old man now. It's drones. It's probably drones. Can't explain it. Drones. Got to beat a drone.
Surprised you don't have a drone. You got a bunch of ground drones.
I got a little inside one.
Yeah.
That broke. I was trying to fix it.
How are those cars doing?
I got to fix a bunch of them.
Any exciting new purchases?
No, fortunately not. Mm. Trying to curb my enthusiasm.
Well, all right then.
Watch them. If you don't know, it is for the interviews. The interviewer, Jeremy Corbell.
Corbell.
He's a little bit of a
George Knapp. I've always liked George Knapp.
Adds a little bit of.
There's a Scottish guy, Irish or Scottish guy, Colm Kelleher. He's the lead investigator.
They're throwing PhDs all over the place on this.
Yeah. So, and that's good. Listening to someone who's well-read, well-educated.
A large part of it is the stuff that George Knapp had shot earlier.
Yeah, so most
of the documentary is George Knapp's footage.
Yeah, his investigative tapes.
But this guy, Jeremy, he seems all right. He seemed like, it's weird that I see somebody that looks like me doing this. I'm like, this guy's full of shit.
Speaking of the
guy. He looked exactly like Ben Kronberg.
Yeah, but speaking of looking like you, I didn't catch the guy's name, but several times we meet a guy who spent time on the ranch.
Yeah.
And they're getting his eyewitness accounts. And if anybody watches the documentary, you'll know who I'm talking about. Guy with a Utah beanie.
Just some guy Utah drinking himself to sleep.
Looks like you.
Every day.
Looks like you after you stop doing comedy and riding BMX. Just looks like a 60-year-old burnout Canaan.
I'm telling you, man.
I seen them. They went this way, and they tried to steal my butthole.
I'm trying to. They do it. They're taking the cattle buttholes.
What if it's just some weirdo with a cabin full of cattle buttholes?
What are they taking the buttholes in, like, with laser precision?
He's selling them at little antique markets. Hey, it's an ashtray.
Yeah, it's a cowboy calamari.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What, did I ruin it for you?
Cowboy calamari.
Ruin it for you there?
Dude, you ain't ever had heifer butthole. That's good eating right there, son.
Dip it. You're going to want to dip it.
Put that in the spicy ranch.
Yeah, don't just go eating it plain. That'll fuck you up.
Oh, good Lord. All right. What are we plugging this week? What do you got? Today's the 18th.
I'm still trying to find this place on the goddamn map.
Oh, yeah? What place?
What do you mean, what place? Oh. The fucking Skinwalker Ranch.
Well, it shouldn't be that hard.
No, you can't just look up Skinwalker Ranch. Okay, it's by Roosevelt, Utah.
Yeah.
Why? Because they don't show it on Google Maps.
There's a conspiracy.
Well, now I'm looking for it. What am I plugging? I don't know.
Hey, what are you plugging? I'll be this week, tomorrow, I'll be in Tampa, Florida.
What's today, the 18th? Today's time the, travel. Yeah. Charlotte Comedy Zone this weekend. Baby!
I'll be in Tampa tomorrow. I'll be in Jacksonville on Thursday at Dahlia's Poorhouse. Friday, I'll be in Orlando at Bull and Bush. Saturday, Columbia, South Carolina, headlining Saturday's festivities of the Cola Comedy Con at New Brooklyn Tavern. And then we'll both be there on Sunday, 2 p.m., for the live podcast before you do your show later that night.
Yeah, we're going to get real sexy up over there.
I'm sure we are.
To get real sexy up in that piece.
We're going to have a good time. You're going to have fun, man. Columbia's a cool little town. I hope they've...
Is it?
I hope... I hope they're okay from the hurricanes and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, shout out to old Stike and Roico Customs. Mm-hmm. Got his custom guitar work, real cool stuff. And I was like, hey, man, I'm thinking about doing something. Yeah, I'm just kind of worried about not dying. Like, all right, right on. I'll hit you up later.
Yeah.
Sorry, totally forgot.
Yeah, we'll deal with that later.
Oh, it's Google Maps, Skinwalker Ranch. There's not much going on. It's just kind of, according to their coordinates. It's called Adamantium Skinwalker Ranch, and it is on Google Maps. What is this place? Why, Adamantium? What is that?
I don't know, dude.
Is that a made up thing?
Sounds like it's made up.
Is that that's the chemical that that's the bullshit that Wolverine's supposed to have?
What are you talking about?
That's what his skeleton's supposed to be made out of.
Oh yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, I fucking clicked on it and it just took me to a dumb site called skinwalkerranch.org. Got me. It fucking got me. Oh, here, okay, there's stuff. The Bigelow Company modified buildings in Las Vegas for the storage of metal alloys and other materials. Okay, so maybe they're just trying to get... That's right, he's headquartered in Vegas, another totally believable place. I don't know. Oh, good, contact me at a Yahoo address. No. All right, whatever. Don't fall for the link that's on the... That somebody scooped in and got it on the Google Maps for a con.
We're still trying to figure out some of the technical stuff. If you guys are having issues with wherever you download the Boogie Monster... like I said before, we don't quite understand how all that works, but we have people who do. So
we got pros now, baby.
Any technical issues with you know, wherever you find us, let us know, and we'll forward that on to the people who know what the hell they're talking about. But yeah, reach out, boogiemonsterpodcast@gmail.com. Any topic suggestions? I've been scavenging the emails pretty thoroughly, looking for new ideas. Keep those coming, and holler at your boys on Twitter, Instagram. You know where to find us. So, I think that's enough, Kyle. I just think it's enough.
The Boogie Monster.